The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey Andy, we gotta do this down here. You can hang out with us though.
I hear something.
I do. What is it?
I think it's Dad with the logs.
Oh.
Hi everybody. My name's Pearl. This is Osborne Podcast. And this is my whole family. Nana.
Hi.
Kelly.
Hi.
And my daddy, Jack.
Hi. Pearl, that was such a good intro.
Yay!
Pearl, yay!
Are you going to be our guest today?
Yes.
Oh, I think everyone needs to hear all about what's going on in Pearl's world.
Why don't you talk about what happened today, Pearl?
So today, I was having a great day at school, and I had to go home early today because I had a dentist appointment, and guess what, everybody? I had a bad cavity.
You had two cavities.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, no, you had three cavities, and why did we have to go to the dentist? What is it that you're not doing?
Brushing my teeth.
Does Pearl have one of those special toothbrushes?
We have everything for Pearl. We have special toothbrushes. We have electric toothbrushes. We have toothbrushes with all her favorite cartoon characters on.
Different toothpaste, every different flavor.
She has a Quip toothbrush. She has everything. She has every type. She has all sorts of different floss. She has mouthwash. And Pearl, do you ever use it?
No.
Pearl, are you going to use it now?
Maybe.
No, yes.
No.
I think you better, otherwise you're going to have to keep going back and back to the dentist.
So let's talk about what happened. So I took Pearl to the dentist today, and I was really nervous because I wasn't quite sure, like, what baby teeth involve. I know, you know what I'm saying? If it was, like, a different way of going about things. They were so great with her in there. The dentist went through, like, every single thing that he did, and they had all these magical ways of hiding things so she didn't see what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to pick her flavored, scented mask that they put on her.
Mm-hmm. For the laughing gas?
Yeah, for the laughing gas. Which flavor did you get today? You got grape today, right?
Yeah, I got grape. And also, Kelly, she has a very bad cavity.
I do.
Oh.
And I'm going to the dentist tomorrow to get rid of my bad cavity. And, you know, you have to keep brushing your teeth. You know that, though, right?
Yeah. And Kelly's cavity is worse than mine.
Oh, it's much worse because it's been there for a very long time.
Yeah, and Kelly hasn't been to the dentist for 2 years.
It's actually like 5 or 6 years.
I think maybe 8 or 10. And do you know why Kelly doesn't go? Because she's very nervous about going. She brushes her teeth, but she's very nervous about the dentist. When she was your age, she'd scream and kick
and would bite.
Literally be like... So it would make her sick. She was so nervous.
Do you remember?
She would cry.
Kelly used to be like that with a lot of doctors, though.
I don't like people putting their finger in my mouth. It's just gross, and I freak out, and I can't stand it.
What about fingers up your nose?
Stop.
In your ears?
And then... Tomorrow, Melinda's taking me to the dentist.
Is she going to hold your hand?
Yes. I have to be there at 10:30 in the morning, and they said that I might be done by 2.
Oh. Can I come?
If you want, if Dad says you can come.
Tomorrow's school day. It's got school.
You know what? I'll be done in time to pick you up from school if you want me to pick you up.
Kelly might be a little swollen in the mouth.
Ugh.
You're gonna have like the Elvis. Uh-huh.
You're gonna be like, why? What?
I'm gonna be like you trying to blow bubbles today after the dentist.
You're gonna be like this. You can't even blow a bubble. Like,
Pearl. So why don't you tell the people listening about a little bit about yourself, like what your favorite.
How bad my life is.
my lord. All right, first of all, tell us how old you are.
Six.
You're six?
But you should be like, I'm six.
I am six.
Alrighty then, yes.
I'm six.
All right, calm down. What grade are you in?
Kinder. I'm nearly in first grade.
That's exciting. Are you good at school?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing at school?
Playtime!
Hey, stop yelling. You don't have to yell. What's your favorite thing at school?
Brain time.
Brain time. What does brain time mean?
Brain time means at the end of the day we just play.
Oh, so it's playtime, but they cloak it as brain time?
And
oh.
You get to play with toys and you can do whatever you want. We even have like a loft where books are in our side of our classroom, and there's stairs and you go up and we play kitty cats in there. I'm hungry, so I'm going to go get food, so I'm going to be back in a minute.
Okay. Over and out.
All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Aww.
Let's do a quick little check-in. What's everyone been up to? Mom? Kelly?
I moved down the street from you, Jack, and I am so happy. I love the neighborhood. I love all my neighbors, and
do have the best
I
neighbors.
Yeah. One of my neighbors, Dove, she's so cool. She knows she's like the queen of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't tell you how much I love getting to see the girls every day and having them come over. It's so great. I have two rooms in my house that are dedicated just to the kids.
And a massive box of LOL dolls.
That my house is covered in the wrappings of all of that that Pearl opened today when she got back from the dentist. It's great because like I can see everybody from Malibu still because it's not that far, and getting into town is so much easier, and I feel like I have a social life again, and I've been seeing friends that I haven't seen in a long time, so that's nice.
What's been going on with you, Mom?
Well, Daddy started his tour.
Yep. Do you want to explain where Dad is currently?
Daddy is in South America. He started his tour doing two festivals in Florida, then went to Mexico City, did like 80,000 people there to perform to, and then went straight on to South America. And he's been home for so long, it seems so strange that he's back out on the road again, and just miss him.
Is it bittersweet when Dad's out on the road for you? Or do you just miss him flat out?
Just miss him flat out. It's like I miss his complaining. I miss that he hates everything. I miss all of it.
You don't really have to miss it because now that he can text, he can just tell you how
Mom gets a play-by-play of everything that goes on.
I've woken up. I've gone to the bathroom. I've cleaned my teeth. So I pretty much know what he's doing from, you know, 1 hour to the next. But just miss him, and it's just odd not being there.
Yeah. Are you, you know, this tour is supposed to be the next 2 years. Are you kind of mentally prepared for that?
Yeah, because Dad tours in a very civilized way of, you know, 6 weeks out, 4 weeks home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's taking so long to get around. And, you know, it's kind of like a celebration for him, really. Of his life and his career. It's a big celebration. But when he talks to the audience and says, you know, this has been 50 years, can you believe it? It makes me kind of like, I'm proud, really proud of him, but it makes me sad.
Really?
Yeah, to think, well, he's not going to be...
But he's not. He's still going to be doing gigs.
But not definitely not touring. And just, you know, if there's a gig in LA or, you know, something close, yes, he'll do it.
The one-off here and there.
Yeah, but nothing else. And Daddy keeps going, yes, I'll tour. He's so full of it. He will not.
He doesn't even like coming over to our house in the valley.
Exactly. He doesn't like leaving the house. He's got so much worse with going out.
Yeah.
As he's got older, hates going out.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I mean, you know, I know we love doing World Detour together, but it's a thing where I think it's almost in the bittersweet category for him as well.
Yeah, because he's seen so many great things and, it, you know, like... This last tour with everything that's been going on World Detour and, you know, all that with people playing his music everywhere, the choirs and the marching bands and all of that. He's just loved it all.
Yeah.
And he gets to see America where he's never seen it before.
This is true. Yeah, so this...
Dad may have traveled. I just want to say Dad may have traveled the world his entire life, but he goes from a bus to a hotel to the venue, back on the bus, or an airplane. He never leaves those places, so it's not like he's ever like explored America the way that we've done on Detour this year.
Well, when we were in Florida for the beginning of the tour, we just went, again, airport, hotel, venue, see ya.
But yeah, so this season in World Detour, it has a very musical theme to it. Something that we kind of planned was nearly every stop we went to, we found a musical act that was kind of synonymous with the area that we were in. You know, we were in the Southwest. We had a kind of a mariachi theme.
Unbelievable, the mariachi band that played. They were so
good. The choir got me.
The choir is amazing. The marching band, we went to Alabama State University, and they have this amazing marching band.
The Leopards.
The Louisville Leopards are these little kids that play xylophone. You may have seen them on the
YouTube.
Internet. But yeah, it's awesome this year as far as that goes. And it's got it seems like every year we've done World Detour, it has a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. It's never been very derivative. So this year it's got a heavy music twist, and Kelly has joined the band as well. Hmm. She's out there on the road with us, grinding it, being utterly miserable.
I was not miserable.
You were, I would say it was probably 25% of the time you were slightly miserable.
I was only miserable when you yelled at me.
Which time?
See. I think by the time we hit Florida, when you yelled at me, I would just laugh because it's just so insane.
What else is going on? I feel like everyone's so low energy.
Why is it?
I'm not.
You're
fine.
Tired.
I'm not tired.
I've not been sleeping because I have to get used to the sounds of a new house.
Mm.
Well, I've not been sleeping.
Why?
Because I've been on my own.
Why don't you come and stay at mine?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
What?
Let's talk about your house.
What about my house?
You don't like being alone in your own house.
No.
Why?
Because I miss Daddy.
But why don't, Mom? I'm so close to where you work every day. I have a half of a house that can just be yours. Why don't you come stay with me while Dad's not here?
Can I bring all the dogs
and the cats? Of course you can. Oh, my God, I'd love the cats. I love the cats.
But no, do you think your house is too big?
No.
You don't?
No. We need space. Your dad's not good in small areas.
Mm-hmm.
He needs that space.
Do you like big space? Do you like having big houses?
Of course she does.
Of course I do. Ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. Like when you guys had the apartment, you guys seemed so happy in that thing.
It was cozy because I knew that I had a big house to go home to. If I didn't want to stay in the apartment. But if I lived in a little apartment, I'd be, what the fuck am I doing in here?
Mm. It wasn't exactly little.
This is good to know for the home that we're going to put you in eventually.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Well, no, I need to know this before the, you know, the whole full I'm crazy thing.
You will never ever live in a home,
Mum. I know that.
You will never ever live in a home, Mum.
Yeah, right.
Wink, no. Wink, wink.
Mom,
yay.
It'll be a nice home.
Yeah. No, over my dead body and my parents ever living in a home.
You'll go play racquetball. You know, maybe bingo on Tuesdays. I don't know.
What's the place in Calabasas for the
criminally insane?
It's the film and TV.
Oh, it's like the actors' retirement home. Like the Academy's. Interesting. Perfect. Well, maybe we'll reserve a slot.
No, thank
we'll
you
just
very much.
You just need a lot of space. Do they have like a...
If we can have our own floor, it would be fine.
Right? Full of dogs.
And cats.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.
You know the cool thing? I was actually looking through the app the other day. I was just looking at books. And I typed in Osborne's because I was like, oh, whose books? Not only is Dad's on there, but Mum's is on there.
Oh,
and yours, Kelly, is on there.
I actually did the audio to my book.
Oh, you read it?
Yeah.
You did all the... Oh,
did
looky.
Did you do yours, Mum?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, Audible, if you love books, if you love listening to books...
How many books have you downloaded now from Audible?
From Audible now, I think I just... I do like the one a month thing. and I just downloaded one of my favorite books that I read.
Ready Player One?
Actually, no. No, I got... it's a book called Essentialism, and it's awesome. It's one of my favorite, like, kind of self-help motivational books ever. It's amazing.
But you know what? We just did it for Daddy to go on tour with.
And how much it's going to be, he will love it because Dad loves books.
Yeah. It's a great thing for him to take on the road. I know he's really excited about it. And all you have to do is go to audible.com/Osbournes or text Osbournes to 500-500 to get started. That's simple, right?
You start a 30-day trial and your first Audible book is free. Go to audible.com/Osbournes or text Osbournes to 500-500.
So after these 2 years for Dad, like,
yeah,
is it retirement? Like, what is the, like...
I can't tell you, but we have... Excuse me, it's rude to yawn, but Daddy, we have something planned, but we're not going to tell everybody yet.
We do have something planned? What is that?
Can't tell you then. It would be letting everybody know now. I can't do that.
Just so I can sleep at night, it's not like a planned assisted suicide, is it?
Yeah, because I remember reading about
that.
Oh,
my God. That literally, when I woke up and that was on the front cover of the paper, I was like, what? With a picture of you and Dad, like, holding each other's hands. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? And it was like how we planned to go out together and in Switzerland. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're
going to,
let's clarify this for our listeners. So, 10 years ago? Mom did an interview for a newspaper. Mom's getting all quiet now. About how her and Dad, if they ever got sick, planned to do like
an assisted suicide.
Well, what's wrong with that?
But like, you don't
Mom,
tell
you
a
have
news.
Kids. You can't say things like
you
that.
You can't. You don't tell a newspaper that without talking to your fucking kids. Like, hey guys, you know, there's this thing that we want to do and we don't know that you're on board. See, that's the thing about, the thing I probably hate most about this family is that. I often read things that are actually true about the family before anyone in the family has ever fucking told me about it.
Wait.
Mom won't even tell me things, but she'll tell some, like, shitty reporter things.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I have to tell you.
See? I'm going to find out now that I have another sibling.
Oh, Jack, you have to hear this. No way.
Melinda and I, she goes, let's go out for lunch. And we don't eat in the studio. We go out. We're at Jones. We're sat there. There's only a table outside. And we're eating. And I'm, like, chewing on my nails, you know, like I do. I'm chewing out the corner of my eye, see something, and it's this woman recording me filming me chewing my nails, and I like, do you mind? And then she goes into her truck while someone's driving, and then she's filming me going really slowly in the truck, and I like gave her the finger. And then there were all these paps because they all know, you know, that it's near the studio. So lots of people are in and out of Jones. Anyway, cut to, we asked to go out the back door of Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And Mum's they walked there, so there was no car that they
So we walking back to the studio and suddenly, boom, there's a pap. And he's like, come on, give us a picture. And Melinda and I were just talking and we were talking about work. And I'm like, look, fuck off, just fuck off, as I'm hiding behind Melinda. And I go, and he gives me some lip, and then I go, fuck off, you cunt. And he goes, well, you auditioned for this.
And Mom went fucking nuts. Because you know that someone's saying to Mom, you auditioned for this. She's like, I didn't fucking audition for anything, you cunt. And he goes, that's horrible. I have this on video.
And I'm like, good, you cunt. Fucking show. Fuck off. And again, I went, you cunt.
You know, all you got to say is now, stop sexually harassing me. You're sexually harassing me. And they will fuck off quick.
I don't, but that's not cool to do that.
Why?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It totally shits on what is being done in the women's movement.
No.
If he's not sexually harassing you.
But he's objectifying her. Is that not a form of sexual harassment?
Wait, how is he objectifying
her? He's objectifying her through basically harassment. He's you're my thing, and I am going to pursue you.
I'm a woman, you're harassing me, but don't say sexual harassment. That's different.
I should say to him, put away your penis. This is awful.
You just showed me your penis. How
dare you?
Call the police. That's a good one.
It is, isn't it?
Kelly doesn't approve. Kelly's shaking her head.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, please, you've got to have a sense of humour.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
But I think he. So
I
wait,
can't
is
believe
it,
you called him a cunt. Mom. So
about four times.
And it did it? Is it on TMZ or anything?
I haven't even looked.
I think we would have got. The
I don't
call
care
by now.
Because
should we look? I'm
going
to look right
but
here.
But the thing is, why do you have to be nice all the time? I don't care if I'm caught being rude to somebody.
But it's not being rude.
I'm stating my case. Fuck off, you cunt.
Let's see. Sharon Osborne. I'm Googling this. As
stop saying cunt!
Cats are cunts and cunts are cats.
What the fuck?
What?
Let's see. Sharon Osborne returns. Huh?
What?
What's, oh, that's from May 10th, 2016. Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's see what's going on in the news. Sharon Osborne flips the bird as she knows, as she shows what happens when you interrupt her lunch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Oh, page 6. Why Sharon Osborne didn't get along with Ashton Kutcher. Famous story.
Look, listen to this. This is just coming. I was just looking at this online. You guys are going to die when I read this to you.
Come on.
New Jersey superintendent defecated on high school football field on a daily basis, cops say. So a superintendent in New Jersey took a shit on a high school football field every day. What did he get out of that?
Boss. I don't know.
I watched this thing about San Francisco and they've got scooters there that you can rent out.
They have that here too now.
And they've been, people have been shitting on them.
Hi, baby.
Oh.
You're back.
Oh, the kids are back. Oh, stop with the...
Andy, come here.
Dog, be quiet.
Oh, you got some chips. You want to come sit on Nanny's lap?
Yeah.
Come on. You want to speak into the microphone and say,
oh,
hi,
yeah.
I'm Andy.
Andy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm back.
Okay. Oh, what did you eat, Pearl?
I just ate some pickles. Turkey, some bread with butter.
Yummy.
And Andy's here as well. Hey, Andy, can you say
and
hi?
And raspberries and
can you say
chips?
Ring, 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 ring. Hello.
Ring, ring.
Andy.
Ring,
hey,
ring,
hey,
but.
Hey, Paul, hold on, hold on. Andy, can you say hi?
Oh, bless her.
Why don't you want to say hi?
She's my shy girl.
La, la, la,
come here, come see you, Dad.
Shpul,
we want it. Hey, Andy. Andy.
She's really,
tired.
Really tired.
Yeah, I get it. That's okay. Fine, Pearl.
No,
I mean,
Andy.
You know that Andy has this thing. No means no. There's no,
no
way of getting around it.
No means no, girl.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Nay, nay, ba ba bay.
Yep, so there is a picture of you, Mum, flipping the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl knows about that, don't you, Pearl?
No.
Oh, yeah? Let's talk about that for a second while we're on the subject of flipping the bird.
Who did you flip the bird to, Pearl?
Well, yeah, let's have a conversation about this. I'm going to stand up so I can look at you while I have this conversation. So the other day, we were in the kitchen, and I asked Pearl to do something. Pearl, what did I ask you to do?
I don't know. I remember.
And what did you do when I asked you to do it? Can you show everyone? Oh, you forgot? So convenient. Well, I'm going to tell everyone. Pearl looked at me, smiled, and flipped me the bird.
Yes!
What did you ask her to do?
I think
truth.
I asked her to, like, clean some stuff up from the ground. She, like, threw a bunch of papers on the ground.
Wait, what did you get
silence.
And did you get in trouble? Did you get in trouble?
No.
Who taught you to do that, Pearl?
Andy.
Andy did not teach you how to do that.
Where did you learn that
from? No, seriously, where did you learn that?
I don't know.
Did someone at school show it to you? Yes. Who was it?
Don't.
Oh, we're interrogating her. Oh, Andy's back.
Andy,
hi, Andy.
I love you so much.
Oh, look at her.
Anyhow.
Andy's like, I hang out with Andy every afternoon now when you're at work, and when Lisa's at work, I stop in and see Dee Dee and just chill with Andy, and she shows me all her new toys that are kitchen themed.
Oh, she got a whole new kitchen.
Tried to put Polly in her kitchen oven today.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, just the microwave's quicker.
Is paparazzi's the least enjoyable thing about? I don't really get bothered by it because I'm not that famous, but your guys' level of fame
doesn't bother me at all. But just yesterday, I was like. Yesterday, I was like in the middle of, you know, talking business with Melinda, and this guy pops out from a car and is like, hey, you know, like, smile. And it's like, no, you fucking smile. Piss off. And so, and I don't think there's anything wrong by getting angry with the Peps.
Yeah. I think there's like this obligation that if you are successful or famous, you have to be, or you're like,
you have to be Mrs. Nice, and you have to say nice things and smile. And if they want you to do something, do it. It's like, if I don't feel like it, I don't have to do it. Yeah. And if I want to swear at someone, hey.
Yeah. So my neighbor, I'm not probably going to out it, but my neighbor's a very, 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 very famous person, massively successful. And since this person moved to my neighborhood, like literally 3 or 4 doors down from me.
I know the cars. Every time I go and see you, there is a line of Paps waiting, all in their cars, and they do the same thing. They hide in the back. They've got blacked out windows, and they're just shooting everyone that goes in
the street.
The thing
that gets me is that it is right at the end of a school, and I do think there should be some laws where paparazzi can't be anywhere near a school.
I agree. But the problem is they hide behind the it's First Amendment, first with the press, freedom of press. And so it's really interesting because there's nothing that can be done. And they're loitering. They're the literal definition of loitering. But for some reason, hey, Andy.
Ooh, I'll have that. Yummy.
I don't think it's nice for them to line up in a residential area. Okay, they park right outside your house, right over the road, and they hide with cameras. Now, if they were in the open, okay, but don't hide behind blacked out windows in your van or your car, because to me, that is just not acceptable.
Well, there's one of these fuckers who, he has some weird social media following, and he has some live stream account on one of these services, and he literally sets up cameras facing my neighbor's house and live streams 12 hours a day in front of her house.
That's so disgusting. That's stalking.
How gross is that?
That's her home.
But that shouldn't be allowed.
So they say who comes and goes, what's going, you know, boyfriend stuff, all
deliveries,
that.
All of that.
And it's insane. And there's nothing you can do about it because they're hiding under the shroud of the First Amendment. And let's be honest,
they're not press, though.
They're not fucking journalists. But there's that strange intersection of like, well, these guys are now reporting on a celebrity, so therefore they can have free will to harass.
And you know what I find amazing? That you see the same ones. You live where you live. Mm-hmm. I'm nowhere near you where I live. And it's the same people.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like you go into the village here and they're all the same people.
But
it's
the ones that you often see, they're okay. It's the guys that come over from Europe or come from South America, and they'll come in for like a couple months here and there. And those are the ones who are the problem because they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't.
And they don't care if they get in trouble because they're going to leave. And it's really interesting. Like the French guys are really horrible and Brazilian guys.
They're used to being on the bikes, the scooters, and they come in the scooters and they wheel in and out of the traffic, and there's usually a guy driving and they're on the back with the camera, and that's the way they work in Europe. It's just unbelievable. Like in London, the way they follow you on those scooters.
Yeah.
It's really frightening.
It is. It's terrifying to a degree because you're driving.
Is they weave in and out of the traffic and they'll get you either driving or sat in the back seat, and it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I spoke to, because some of them, like you're saying, you see them around, and I was like, hey, listen, like, just, I don't want that kind of attention. Like, yeah, I get my neighbor, like, that's their situation. But the guy was like, no, we're cool. Like, there's a thing called doorstepping that he told me about. Doorstepping is where they'll pap you as you're coming out your front door or you're out front of your house. And he's like, but, you know, he's like, none of us will ever doorstep you. But he's like, there's a bunch of people that will, and they literally park. Like, my house is here. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see them from my front door across the street in their cars. And like every now and then, they'll pop out and like me with the kids, Lisa going to get the mail. Like, oh, it's just like, it's gross. Pisses me off. Makes me so angry. But nothing you can
do. But you know what? If you are at an event, or you're at some restaurant that's frequented a lot by celebrities or a bar or a club, you absolutely, it comes with the territory. That's comes with what you do.
Because you're in the public space.
That's right. But when you're stepping out of your home, it's not. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But
Kelly's gone silent.
Pardon?
Kelly's silent.
I don't really have much to say. It just comes with what we do.
Yeah, it's true.
The nicer you are to them, the nicer they are to you.
Mm. Unless Mom's calling them a bunch of cunts.
I never usually do. You know that. I'm usually really nice, but they just caught me on a bad day, and everybody can have a bad day. You don't have to be, like, berated because you called someone a cunt.
This podcast is brought to you by Burrow.
Did you get your Burrow yet?
So I have a funny story about that. I got back from filming World Detour, like, what, 3 or 4 nights ago, and I walk in, and there's 3 massive boxes just...
That's what it is? I was like, what did you guys order?
Yep, that's my Burrow couch. I'm actually really impressed by how it all goes together.
And the best thing is that shipping is free.
When was the last time you bought a couch and they said shipping was free?
Never.
Ever. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Not only do they look so good, but they're really affordable.
Yeah.
It is truly a luxury couch.
It is, 100%. I mean, if you think about it...
I like the clean lines on it. I like it. It looks very modern.
Does.
But you can design it in any color. You go online, you pick and you choose everything you want with it, and it's great.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Today, it's all about, you know, I want to find something online, buy it, have it come right in the mail. And now, sofas.
They have a 30-day risk-free. Like, after 29 days, you don't feel like it's the right thing, you can send it back.
If you want to get $75 off your order, go to burrow.com/Osborns. That's burrow.com/Osborns for $75 off your purchase. Burrow makes the luxury couch for real life. Here's something interesting that we probably should talk about because it was something that got picked up a lot in the press about our podcast. Is the Bill Cosby conviction. You know, we were talking about it,
yeah.
And this was before it was all going on, and we had to use the allegedly.
No, we had to go back and re-record a line saying allegedly.
Yeah, but now we don't have to say that. He guilty.
Ooh, those Quaaludes got him in the end.
Oh, those lemons. Loving those lemons.
Ooh. But you know what? I think it's like an illness if men want to fuck somebody that's unconscious, because that's the same thing as fucking dead bodies.
Is it?
I think it's something like that's not right.
I mean,
either way,
it's fucking like.
No, it's
a dominance thing.
It's a grotesque thing.
Bang out of order, as they would say in England.
It's just so disgusting. And I just think that I hate it when people of power and privilege use that to just destroy people. I think it's disgusting.
What I hate is that you get a woman on the stand and then they start talking about her sex life. And the thing is, you could have sex with whoever you want, but don't knock me out unconscious.
Yeah, don't let there be a character assassination.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have sex with whoever you want. Nobody's business. It's your business. But it's the world's business if you drug me and have me like a dead body that I can't move or talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is like...
And did you see today something came out? His wife came out in his defense.
Oh, saying
please,
that the DA is
bless
like...
her. What did she say?
She said, issued a blistering statement in defense of her husband, calling the verdict unjust and urging for a probe into the district attorney and his cohorts.
Bless her. She's so beaten down. I mean, like, mentally, you know, that poor lady.
Yeah. Do you think he's gonna get lots of time?
I think I reckon he'll get 5 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 5 years.
That's
the
what
maximum
I think.
Per...
Is 10 per person.
No, 10 per conviction.
And there's, yeah.
And there's 3 convictions. And I reckon they'll look at his age, yada, yada. He'll get 5 years.
Yeah. And he'll have to pay some exorbitant amount in, you know. And but they but now that they've got this... isn't there going to be a civil, you think?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. But the thing is, he deserves to do time.
What about his lawyer falling asleep in court? That's fucking insane. I'd fire him right there and be like, mistrial.
Yeah.
Oh, that hair. Can we just talk about the doctor for Trump? Did you see his doctor on
the guy
news?
That just had to retire? The guy that had to stand down? Wasn't he? He's
no,
gonna be-
no, no,
Mike
no, no.
Myers did an impersonation of him on Jimmy Kimmel, and it was hilarious.
Of the doctor?
Yeah.
Because you know who the doctor looks like.
Who?
Giza.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Oh, he looks just like Giza.
Do you mean Giza Butler, bassist from Black Sabbath?
Yes, he looks like the doctor. It was like Ozzy and I both went, who is this guy? And we were, oh my God, he looks like Giza, yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, since we're on that subject, Korean peace thing, that's kind of interesting.
Let's talk about Kanye.
Kanye? Yeezy? I think that's fascinating.
Hold on. I tell you what is fascinating. The song, Scoop-de-poop-de-scoop-poop-poop-poop.
But don't you
scoopity-poop-scoop-poop-poop.
I just think it's so, I think, where we're at. I can't figure out
if he really is a genius or if he is in a manic episode of mental illness. Because
I tell you what, he's a prime case of, if you tell people long enough you're a genius, they all say you're a genius.
No, it's no. What I'm saying is, like, is he like making fun of people? Kind of like,
is he doing the mega troll?
Yeah, or is it? Or is he for real? I mean, the stuff that he said about slavery, the stuff that it's just like, you're like, no. Like,
but did
how?
did you see the uncut where he actually clarifies that statement?
Yeah. Did you? No, it was on. Was it TMZ that he was on in an interview?
Well, he just walked into TMZ and like started to ramble.
So
ramble.
They every. Polly. When he made his state that 400 years of slavery, there's a whole, I mean, it's a 15-minute thing, he's going on, and they only clip that bit, but he goes in to explain why he said it and what he meant by it and this whole thing. It was actually kind of like, you're like, whoa, dude, like, it's so out there, what he's saying, please. But then it's like, some things you're like, oh, okay, I can kind
of
get behind.
Then he brought up the Holocaust, it's like, don't be going there.
He starts going down a road, and you're like, okay, I get what you're saying, whoa, what the hell was that? Like, it's just, it's a total, like, one step forward, five step
back.
And
the thing that got me was when he starts about his liposuction. Shut up, he's a rapper.
He's had liposuction?
Yeah. Mm. And he said,
oh my God, I love Kanye.
And then he said
he was on 2 painkillers a day. And I was addicted and I was on 2 painkillers a day. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Where did he have liposuction?
You are such a wimp. You only took 2.
Where did Tony have liposuction?
Do you think they sucked out his lipo and injected it into Kim's ass?
Probably. But they should have done his man boobs at the same time because he's got wicked man boobs on him.
I just find it shocking that he would go and get something like
no,
that.
No, hold on. You're meant to be a rapper, a mean-assed rapper.
Oh, fuck off.
And
rock stars get liposuction.
What's that got to do with anything? They don't go out and, like... It's a whole different thing. It's
different
like,
culture.
And I always laugh at, like, Drake with his white trousers and his white trainers and his white,
squeakly
everything
clean.
Perfect, perfect. And it's like, you're as hard as a fucking marshmallow, mate. It's like, give me a break.
He's a very nice man.
Well, it's a nice Jewish boy from Canada. You can't rap from Canada. Give me a break. And it's like, you're from Canada. Who was it that used to say
about
Canada?
He played the kid
Canada?
In the wheelchair in Degrassi.
Yeah.
Who was about Canada? Was it on...
South Park?
South Park, yeah.
They're just...
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I love living in Canada.
Canada.
I'm
a rapper from Canada. Get out the way.
But, like, did you see the...
streets of Canada.
No, yeah.
Going back to
Saskatchewan.
Going back to the Kanye thing, did you see the stick figure he drew? He drew a picture and tweeted it to Trump, and he's like, it's me and Trump, and he drew, like, a stick character of
this
him.
This is what I mean. Like, holding is he a genius or is...
Genius.
Or is he just out of his mind?
I don't know. I mean, some people are like, but you want to know something interesting? They've called it the Kanye effect. They ran a poll this week, and it was saying the black support for Trump doubled. It went from like 8% to 14% or something.
Do you know what gets me? Every time Donald Trump goes to and does one of these big
rallies,
they always put two black people or one black person right behind him. Mm-hmm. And the last one he just did, there was two. Usually there's like a middle-aged older lady in a big hat. And it's like, you can't miss her. She's got the big hat on.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they are strategically placed.
They all do that. They all do that. It's every, like, whenever there's a rally, it's like strategically, you know.
An Asian person.
I don't care who it is doing the rally. They do that.
Yeah, everyone does it. It's like a total thing. It's so, politics in America is such a weird thing.
I think politics worldwide is a
weird thing. I agree with
Mum. Everybody that's in politics.
Just look at how many parties we have in England.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the right way to be.
Absolutely.
That's the right way to be. You shouldn't just have two parties. You're either dumb or dumber. Which one do you want to go for? Dumb mm-hmm. or dumber?
That's right.
That's Libs, what Lib Dem, Tories.
Yep. At least you've got
the
a
Green
wider
Party.
Choice.
That's why I'm a libertarian.
What's that?
Libertarian.
You don't eat liver.
No. Libertarians are basically like, just the government should just stay the fuck out of my business. Like, and there's a whole other thing that comes, but that's the general ethos of it. Like, they should not say what I do
I don't trust anyone in politics in any country in the world because they're all there for themselves. They don't want to make it a better place for
my favorite is
their country. It's all them.
Is the Eastern European parties where they just kick the shit out of each other.
I love
that. They do that in Japan, China, places like that too.
Oh my God. Did you
see the one the other day where the guy threw smoke bombs into the parliament?
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw smoke bombs in there to try and like not get the vote.
They slap each other, kick the whole nine yards.
I am obsessed
fantastic.
With Kanye's lipo. I want to know how many times he's got it, where he got
Kelly,
it, and I want to see before
Kelly,
and after pictures.
And he honestly said that because of the lipo, he had to take 2 painkillers a day, and he became addicted. And I'm like, God, you're hard. Listen, motherfucker, people take 50 of those every hour, and mm-hmm. you took 2 a day?
So, funny, Lisa has a really funny Kanye story. Lisa, my wife, people can't pick that up yet. She, years ago, her friend was dating a guy who worked with Kanye. And this was probably 9 or 10 years ago. And so they were in New York on a trip, hanging out with Lisa's friend's boyfriend or whatever. And they all hung out with Kanye. And they're all out, whatever. And he spent the whole night walking around with his headphones on, listening to his music, like writing lyrics and stuff. And he said that all he was doing was drinking hot chocolate. But he would constantly complain about, it's too hot, it's too cold. And he was like going on about like his hot chocolate had to be like a perfect temperature.
Oh my God.
And like Lisa, because he wasn't really that, you know, people knew he was Kanye, but he wasn't like stratosphere big 10 years ago. You know, he was still kind of a producer, like, yeah.
And do you know what else he said? Oh my God. He said because of Taylor Swift, he doesn't get played on the radio. It's like Kanye. The radio?
Poop,
the radio? You talk about streaming. The radio? We're like, what year are you living in?
Mm.
And Taylor Swift stopped him from getting played on the radio.
Me too. Taylor Bless Swift him. Stopped me from getting played on the radio. That's going to be my new T-shirt. I'm going to Taylor Swift ruin my radio play.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you did ruined the girl's big night when she was a kid.
That was so brutal.
He is arguably hugely responsible for, like, her. I mean, people knew who she was, but, like, when that happened, it was, like, I mean, huge, huge impact, I think.
But can you imagine if anybody did that to your kid?
Oh, I would want to. I'd want to.
She
beat
cried
him
her
to the
eyes out backstage.
I mean,
Mom.
That was,
it was so brutal.
If it was a woman who had been in the business 100 years and you just can handle yourself and you go, oh, whatever, you know, knock yourself
like
out.
Like that time
but
you kicked the dude.
To do it to a kid, yeah.
Like the time you kicked the guy that came on stage when you were getting an award.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what happened, Mum. What was it, 2 years ago?
By the way,
congratulations on the Emmy wins.
Thank you.
Yep, The Talk just won 3 Emmys. That's big.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
You got lighting,
makeup, and
an entertainment show.
Yeah. Wardrobe. And the best entertainment daytime show.
Who did we beat out?
The World.
No, were you going up against like Ellen and The Real and all that?
Yeah, and we honestly thought Ellen would get it.
Wow, and you guys
I'm
got
so happy that the host from The Real won.
Oh my Lord. Their reaction, Kelly, when they won was so lovely.
I love those girls. I love Jeannie Mai so much, but all those girls.
We should have Jeannie come do a podcast.
Oh, she would be so good. I'll call her and ask if she wants to
And
do
you
it.
Know who was just such an, who is such an elegant woman? Whoopi, when we all got nominated, because they got nominated too, and she sent us flowers saying congratulations on the nomination. When we won, she sent us this big, gorgeous gift basket. She's such a class act.
She's getting in your head.
No,
she's like one of the most incredible people in the world.
I'm kidding.
Oh, she's, you know, class act. Wonderful woman. Love her.
Well, guys, this is our last podcast. This is it.
Ever in the world?
TBD. Listen, I'll keep playing in the sandbox as long as you guys want to, but we're going to go off the air for a little bit. So basically, podcast is going to go dark for a while. We're going to circle the wagons. Hopefully we come back. Fingers crossed. But I just want to thank everyone for the support.
Love
be back.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye, guys.